Teddy Gallagher, first of all, congratulations. Big win, and obviously that was the aim at the start of the year, back in another final.
Yeah, look, Tom, hey, that was our aim after last year, after what we happened to us last year, you know. But you can only get there by hard work, and in fairness tonight, the boys worked very hard. That was the main thing that we put into them all week, that they would work harder than the other team, and in fairness, they did that.
Yeah, because this was a big game, wasn't it?
Oh, this was a massive game. Look at how Termin, I've seen them a few times this year. They're a very good team, young side, and they're up and coming, because they have a lot to come into it as well. With other young fellas coming, their underage system's very good, you know, and we knew that coming here. So, look, it was great for us to get over the line.
Yeah, good after a flying start. 4 points in the first 12 minutes.
Three of them were wild points altogether, you know, with Oisin and Card, you know, they were great scores. You'd probably be kicking them on another day to take them on, but in fairness, they did, and they stuck them over the bar. And look, we were 4-2 up at half time, probably let them back into it a wee bit on our own mistakes. But hey, look, Tom, it was great just to be ahead and make them come out and fight for it. And look, we picked them off then in the end.
Obviously, as we said, you scored 4 points in the first 12 minutes, didn't score at all. Is that a concern for the rest of the half?
Look at how the way they were set up with 14, 15 behind the ball. It was very hard to break through that, you know, and some of the boys made some wrong decisions on the ball and got gobbled up and got caught, you know.
Were you guilty of a few tough decisions too?
There's days you'll be saying that, Tom, you know, and you'll get them, and probably on today with Darren Curran going through there, you know, around the neck a few times, and we didn't get the decision. It was, look at, but sure, our boys got up and they didn't argue, they got on with it, and they fought harder and harder the whole way through the game, you know, and that's what won it in the end.
They came out at the start of the second half, got the first point through, came back to a point here.
Yeah, look, we spoke about that in the dressing room at half time, that, you know, last week we didn't turn up after half time, and this week, you know, we decided we weren't going to do that. And no matter what happened, we were going to put in a big 15 minutes and then try and finish it out at the end, you know. And look at, we held on a wee bit at the end. They were hitting a lot of high balls in because they thought that was our weak spot, but look at, we know it's not. We just didn't deal with them last week and the week before, so we knew that the boys could
do it. A lot of big performances out there. Oisin Bonner, 4 great points in the first few minutes, obviously, and I have to mention Carol McGee, 3 points he finished with today. He's got the very first game, massive game for a young fella coming out of minor.
Yeah, look, Carol's awesome young player, you know. He was very good. He was a man marker for the county minors last year, and he was up kicking points for that, you know, and just probably had to lead his way in coming into a senior team. He's not used to it, but you can see there on tonight's performance, like, that Carol has all them capabilities of doing that, you know, and he's a great young player for the future.
So you're in the final now. You can go and watch Neef Columba and Gail Anada tomorrow evening.
Yeah, we'll go and watch them and see how we get on. And look at, we have a wee bit of work to do now on trying to finish things off at the top end of the field, and hopefully we can do that.